a special schus for Rabbi Moshe ben Rezi Sheyichyu, schus Moshe ben Peshadina, Rabbi Moshe ben Rezel, Rabbi Yitzchak ben Baracha, Sarleh bas Rivka. Everybody should have bracha b'slacha b'chol maaseh yedeihem. Simcha ben Echagitol, Chanaliv ben Bas Nechagitol, Dino Shana Bas Nechagitol, Gila Shana Bas Nechagitol. Bracha b'atzlacha b'chol maaseh yedeihem. We're going to be learning a sugya of Eidus in the Gemara in Bava Kama, Daf Pei Ches. The Gemara brings down the Mishnah that if somebody is chayvel b'evid kanani shel acherim, he's chayev for all five types of indemnity. And then the Gemara of Yehuda asks, I don't understand. And then the Mishnah says that Rabbi Yehuda holds that there's no boshes for avodim kenanim, so he only has to pay nezik tzar, ribui, and sheves, but he doesn't have to pay boshes. So now the Gemara says, I don't understand. My time is Rabbi Yehuda. What's Rabbi Yehuda's reason? And the Gemara says, because the pasuk says, ki natzon hashem yachdev ish ve'achiv v'mishesh lo achva yatze eved shein lo achva. It talks about boshes. It says when men strive together, a man and his brother, the formulation and his brother teaches that the payment of compensation for boshes is applicable with regard to somebody who has brotherhood, and this excludes an eved kenani who is not a brother. And according to the chachamim, what are the chachamim going to answer? Achiv hu b'mitzvahs. No, he is the Jew's brother with regard to the observance of mitzvahs, because an eved kenani has to keep mitzvah shezman grama. So, skipping a little bit in the Gemara, elamayata alirabbanan. Eved kashal eidus. If Rabbanan hold that he's be'achva, then let an eved be kashal eidus. Vine sheker ha'id sheker ana be'achiv. When it talks about eidus, it talks about his brother. If he's a brother, then why isn't he eligible to testify in court? And then the Gemara says, no, Amar Ula, eidus lo matzis amris. You cannot say that a slave is fit to bear witness, because the halacha concerning the testimony of a slave is derived by a kal v'chomer from the halacha regarding a woman. So we have this kal v'chomer about a woman. A woman can marry a Jew of fit lineage. A woman can marry a Jew of fit lineage. She's disqualified from being a witness. So an Eved, who's not Roy Lava Bakal, so he's certainly going to be Pasul Eidus. If a woman is Roy Lava Bakal and she's Pasul Eidus, certainly an Eved who's not Roy Lava Bakal is going to be Pasul Le'edus. Tosis there in the Bar Maschli, Yevet Kasher Le'edus asks, Tema, Hayafinu B'chol Duchta Gzeir Shav Delala Me'isha. B'chi Tema Dasa Achiv Omar Be'eved Omapik M'gzeir Shava Im Kain Mikav Chomer Dekamer Nafik. What is Tosfos saying? Tosfos asks, when the Gemara says, and let an Eved be kasher le'edus, what's b'chal v'hava mina that Eved should be kasher le'edus? We learn b'chol duchta, we learn in every place, gzeir shav of la la me'isha. And if an isha is psul eidus, so an eved's also going to be psul eidus. So what's b'chal v'hava mina of the Gemara? And if you're going to say the asa achiv, there comes the word achiv, and includes an eved, and therefore it's motzi from this gzeir shav of la la, and therefore what are you going to say about an eved? Normally an eved's equated to an isha, but not when it comes to eidus, because we have a special pasuk. Say there. We have a special pasuk im ken gami kavachomer the kamer nafik. Then it also excludes from the kavachomer. You have a kavachomer telling me that an eved can't be made. You have a kavachomer telling me that an eved can't be made. We have a pasuk. Just like the pasuk is motzi from the zereshav, the pasuk is motzi from the kavachomer. So what's the maskana of the gemara that we learn from Isha? Ma'pitom we learn from Isha because you have a kavachomer, but we have a pasuk for eved. So again, Tosa says we learn Xer Shavalala Meisha, so what's the Havimina to be Machshir and Eved Leidus? Tosa says, okay, maybe you're going to say you have a Pasuk, but if you say you have a Pasuk, then the Kavachomer doesn't work either. So the answer is Tosfis, that you learn Lala to be Machmir and the Eved, to make him like a Jew. It's a Chumra. But he keeps mitzvahs women keep. But now you want a Kula, and you're going to Pasul Hemeedus like Edisha? No, no, no. That we're not gonna do. We make an Eved L'chumra that he has to keep mitzvahs. For that we have an equation to women. But not L'kula that he should be Pasul Eidus. So what Tosis means is, and this is the way it's understood in the Mivar B'Mishnah L'Melech Perek Yud Me'oros Melech HaMelech HaZayin Divor Maschel L'Klal Olam, that in their kasha, Tosfos was learning that from the Xereshav of La, from Isha, we can learn everything. And therefore, La means that that Avadim are pater from the mitzvah of Eidus. And that Tosfos answers, no. That from the Xereshav of La, we only learn to be machmir on the Evid, to make him chayv in mitzvahs like an Isha. But not to be mekel and pater him and pasel him from the mitzvah of Eidus. That's the mahalach of the kasha in the Teretz of Tosis. In the kasha, why don't we pasel an eved just like Isha? Because you have la. And the Teretz is, no. Can't do that because it's only lahachmer eleven, and here would be a kula. So what emerges from Tosis is that their understanding that the din of kashrus and psul be'edus is the same as the din of chiyuv and ptur. In other words, Tosfos learn that a woman, since she's psula le'edus, she's also ptura me'edus. And therefore they asked, if a woman is patur me'edus, so why don't we learn psula and ptura, so why don't we learn from an eved also? Lala, an eved is pasul and patur from this mitzvah. And then the Teretz is, no. He's not going to be pater and pasul from this mitzvah because the limut from Isha is only l'chomer, not l'kula. And then in the end, the Gemara says in the end, he is pasul. But Tosfos is understanding that psul and ptur, mitzvahs, in other words, the chiyu, whether or not you're disqualified as a kosher witness, and whether or not there's a mitzvah to be a witness, is in the same category. So Tosfos is learning that a woman's psula le'edus, so it must be a woman doesn't have the mitzvah of edus, and therefore an eved also should be pasul and pater me'edus. And then what's Tosfos' teretz? No. An eved's going to be chayiv in edus, because we have to be machmir on him. So we're really putting together whether a person is valid as a kosher witness and whether a person has a mitzvah to be a witness. And therefore in the kasha, Tosfos is asking, be like an Isha who's psula and ptura, and you see that from the Teretz, because Tosfos says, no. We want to be machmir on the Eved, not mekel. Therefore, we have to be mechayiv him in this mitzvah. He has a mitzvah to be a. There's a mitzvah to be an aid. We want to include the eved in this mitzvah. So that's l'cha'ora the mahalach in Tosfos. However, as is pointed out by the unbelievable Sefer Aliyos Moshe, we're going to be going in his derech. If not for Tosfos, we could be mechalik, and we can say that whatever it says about Nashim, that Nashim aren't b'tayras edus, That's only gabe kasha subsul. No, it's a din that women are postulates. But women? Women are chayev to testify when they're able to testify. The pasuk anashim velo nashim just means that we learn v'amdu shnei anashim. That's men, and we want it also in the answer. This is the Ketosa says, and an eved's also a man. So let's be mechayev an eved just like any other man. But this miut of women is only a miut of women that they are not kosher witnesses, but they still have a mitzvah to testify. Meaning that in certain cases, women are kosher leidus. So in those cases, that women are kosher leidus, they have a mitzvah, and therefore Tosis kash is not a isn't a kasha. Why don't we learn Gzeirah Sheva Lala that our father are pasul leidus? Because Lala is chiyuv and ptur. Tosis is learning in the kasha. Lala, Tosis is learning that you'll see not only from the Tosis, from the kasha, that it's talking about both chiyuv and ptur and kasha and pasul. Because Tosis says, let's pasul avadim leedus, because you have gzereshav of Lala meisha. These are two separate things. Lala meisha teaches you about chiyuv and mitzvahs, not about pasul and kasher. Whatever a woman's going to be pasul and an eved's going to be pasul, and that's not learned from lala meisha. When you learn gzeirah sheva lala, it says la ba'eved, it says la ba'isha. That only teaches you about chiyuv and ptur, not about kasher and pasul. So from there, you wouldn't pass al avodim. Just because you have la la, there's no reason to pass al avodim. All la la teaches you is about chiyuvim and pturim. So you're right, women are an eved could still be kasher leidus. Tosis is apparently learning that women are psulos leidus and they're also pturos, they don't have a mitzvah of eidus. So therefore we say, if they don't have a mitzvah of eidus, if they're psulos leidus and we learn la la, so then let's also learn eved, that an eved is pasul. But the answer is la la is talking about mitzvahs, it's talking about chiyuvim. And when we pasul women leidus, that doesn't mean they don't have a mitzvah of eidus. We pasul them leidus, but they still have a mitzvah of eidus. And la la means that in mitzvahs avadim are like women. So at the end of the day, avadim are going to be have a mitzvah of eidus, like women have. And as far as being pasul, you can't learn anything at all from women, because we don't learn about whether he's kasher or pasul from a woman. You only learn about his chiyuv and mitzvahs. So let's make a distinction here between obligation in mitzvahs and validity in performing the mitzvahs, and then that solves our whole problem. Gemara says, let an eved be kasher leidus. And the Gemara says, how can that be? Lala meisha. No, lala meisha. And lala meisha said he should be pasul like an isha. The answer is no. Lala meisha is teaching you that a woman is whatever a woman is obligated to do, an eved is obligated to do. But that has nothing to do with whether an eved is kasher leidus or not. Just because a woman's pasul leidus doesn't tell you anything about an eved. Tosis, you see, the whole mahalach of Tosis, they're identifying, in the Kasha and in the Teretz, Tosis is identifying the obligation to testify, meaning the mitzvah to testify, together with the validity of being an aid. And you can have a mitzvah even though you're not a valid aid, like women. Because women, they do have a mitzvah, maybe, could very well be, because they are valid, they can testify in certain instances. And they have a mitzvah, and they're psulos leidus. And we want to say an eved is kasher leidus because he has to keep the mitzvahs women have to keep. It could be that he also is chayv to be made, and it could be that he's a kasher eid or a pasul leid, but lala doesn't tell you anything, because lala is only about chiv and ptur and mitzvahs, not being not kasheris and pasulis. So that's l'chor what we could say. So from this we learn that by Nashim, we only learn Din Psulei Eidos, but we have no special Yalfusa to pater them from Mitzvah Eidos. And it could very well be that Be'emes, women aren't Pturas with Mitzvah Eidos Be'emes. They're psulos, but they're not pturos. They're not mufkos. They're not precluded from doing this mitzvah. We've no yalfusa for this. Look at the Menchas Chinuch and Mitzvah Kufchov Beis. Menchas Chinuch writes, "Gamash kasev rav mechaber deino noig benashim ein mash kasafti leel bo zdalid deneir de b'makom shanashim ne'amanos kagon be'edus misa." What about those instances where a woman is a valid witness, says the Menchas Chinuch? Like Be'edus Misa, to testify that a man died to allow his wife to remarry. Or Be'edus Tuma, to testify that Nisha Sota was Nitmeis. Umwile Dusan Lamamon, Avshena Chayevis Bekarban Shavua. The Kaman, Be'mitzvah Kufchav Gimel, Os Yudalit, Mikol Makom, Yeshnam, Be'mitzvah Sasei Zu, Behain Be'nesiyas Avon, Kemen Demuile Dusan. So a carbon shvua they're not going to bring when they deny knowing Eidus. That yes, but they're kasher leidus. But they still have a mitzvah. They still have an aveira if they don't testify, since their testimony, anytime their testimony would be valid, then they have a mitzvah to testify. That's lahedya, like we're saying. And the reason is that we can be mechalek between the two. That women, even though they're psulos le'edus, nevertheless, they can be obligated in edus. It would appear, because even though the ikar mitzvah edus is a chiyuv that is incumbent upon the karkafta de gavra shelo edim, it's on the edim to testify. Nevertheless, it would appear that the foundation of this mitzvah is a chiyuv that's chal on the beis din. In other words, beis din is commanded to be choiker and to be mevara kol dvar mishpat abalufneim la'ashura. Beis Din has to investigate, clarify everything, and come to a proper din. And this is by Shmias Ha'edus, checking out the Eidim, cross-examining them. Since that's the case, we could very well say that also by women. Women are also included in this mitzvah. Only when we say that the chiyuv is on the Eidim alone, you can't say that if somebody is pasul is going to be chayiv. If it's a chiyuv on the Eidim, so if somebody is pasul, they're going to be putter. But once you say, you can't say that they're obligated, you pasul them leidus. But once you say that it's a chiyuv, you could even argue that way, because only when they're pasul, they're pasul. When they testify. But it works much better, more gishmak, if you say that it's a din on the beis din. And since it's a din on the beis din, women are shaykh to this mitzvah also. So in certain cases we say, alright, you're psulos leidus, you have to testify. But when you have to testify, you have to testify. When you know testimony, you're able to testify, you have to testify. Because this is a mitzvah mutelos ala beisdin. L'hamid es hadin, l'hatzil oshuk miyad oshko, to save the oppressed. And with this you saw that the mitzvah of eidus is incumbent primarily upon the beisdin kulo, it would appear that we can explain a number of things. As we're going to explain, the Rambam writes the beginning of Hilchos Eidus, "Eid mitzuv lahayid bebeizdin b'chol Eidus sheyodeh, bein beEidus sheyichayiv bas chavero, bein beEidus sheyiskabo, v'hu yishit benu lahayid beEidus b'dinei mamonos shenemar v'hu Eid or ro yoda im lo yagid v'nasa avona." That's the lashon of the Rambam, the beginning of Hilchos Eidus. The Eid is commanded to testify in the Beizdin. Every Eidus that he knows, whether it's Eidus that's going to be mechayiv his friend, whether it's going to be Eidus, that's going to be Mezake, his friend. And that's provided that he is Nitba, where he is subpoenaed, where he is called to court to testify in Dinei Mamonos. If he's called, then he has to testify. As it says, V'hu Eid, Oro, Yoda, Im Lo Yagid V'Nasa Avona. He's an Eid, or he saw, or he knows. If he doesn't tell, then he bears sin. And this the Kesef Mishnah writes, Mashkosev Rabbeinu V'Ushit Benu Lo'ed B'Dinei Mamonos. That the Rambam writes that if he is called to court to testify about Dinei Mamonos, it would appear near Dvar Dinei Fashis Afil Lo Tva'u Chayiv. Dafkan Mamonos he needed Tviya. Dafkan Mamonos needed a subpoena. But not by Nefashis. Nefashis, even without a Tviya, you still have to come to Beis Din. Ve'efshir B'taima. Mishud Chayav Me'edim Linokim Mimenu, Smach Ludover Matsasi Shkasava Rosh, Makis, Shkalarot Verva Chayv Lahoid, the Kaimashinev, Rubi Arta Harami Kirbecha. So it's the responsibility of the Edom to make sure to get this, to remove the evil from within our midst. So since they have to remove the evil from within our midst, Mela makes a whole lot of sense to say that even if they're not nitba ledin, they still have to come and testify. Somebody did an avera, they have to testify. And you see that in the rush, you see they see it far ever, they have to testify about the Rami Kirbecha. So somebody who wrote on the Rambam wanted to say that pshat in the Rambam is that the Rambam holds that b'dinei mominis, it's etzem ha'edus is davar shebemamon. Or with davar shebemamon, ain based in mizdakkin, ela begavna diyesh lefneim tovea benitba. Belav ha'chila. That very interesting pshat. The Rambam's learning that the Eidus itself is a Davar Shebemamon. And Davar Shebemamon doesn't exist. Beis Din doesn't look at a Davar Shebemamon unless there's a Toveh and a Nitba. Otherwise not. That's how he explained why by Davar Shebemamon you need a Tviya. Because since the Etzem HaEdus is a Davar Shebemamon, Edus An Mamon is a Davar Shebemamon itself, there has to be a Toveh and a Nitba. So they have to be Toveh the Edim, and the Edim are Nitbaim, they have to come. But that's hard to understand. That's why Dafka B'dini Mamon, the Rambam says you need a Tviya. But it's hard to understand. Because how's it Shaykh to say that the Etzem Chovas HaEdus is a Davar Shebemamon? There's one parish of Edus in the Torah. How can you say that Edus is a Davar Shebemamon? The Guf Mitzvah Se Edus is a Davar Shebemamon, is a monetary matter. No, there's a Mitzvah of Edus. That's general. It's not a monetary matter. It relates to money, it relates to a lot of things. But how can you say that when it's about Mammon, then the Guf Edus is a Mitzvah of, is a Din of Mammonis? No, the Guf Edus is a Din of Edus about Mammon. So what's Pshat that this Achron wants to say? That the Guf Edus is mominous, and therefore you need a Toveh and a Nitba. But based on what we said, it's very good. Because we explained that the Etzem Choyva Se'edus is merely a prat in the mitzvah of the Beis Din. To be Shoimea the Edus, to be Makabel the Edus, to be Mevar the Edus. And the male, if there's no Toveh and Nitba, Beis Din isn't Mizdakek, Lodin Binyan Zeh, Beis Din doesn't get involved. And therefore there's no obligation for the aid to come and testify. Because the Ikr Choyva is Mipirte Chovas HaDayonim. So Choyvas HaEdus, that would explain Mamanis. We said this is so in general. That the mitzvah of Edus is Rami ala Beis Din Kula. That the mitzvah of Edus is a din on the Beis Din. They have to clarify everything. But the fachot you see from here, from this mahalach in the Rambam, from this havan in the Rambam, that by dinei mamonis it's like that. That dinei mamonis is a din on the Beis Din. And unless you have a toveh and a nitba, then the Beis Din doesn't have to get involved. So they need to be Toveh the Edim. We wanted to say more. We wanted to say in general that that Beis Din is that the Chiyuv to testify is because of the Din on the Beis Din. Not merely a Chiyuv akarkafta de Gavra, but it's that it's the Beis Din's job to be choker and to be mevarer, and the derech habeirur is through Edim. And therefore it makes sense that we're going to be mechayev women, even though women are pasul edim, but when they're able to testify, they have to, because it's din on the beis, and the beis din has to be mevarer the case. In the Gemara in Shavuos, the Flama Mebeis says, Amar Ravuna, Haitzer Rabbanan, a rabbinical student, the other Besadus who knows Eidus, Vizila Be Milsa, Lemeza Lebe Dina, the Zutermine, and it's a zilzal for him to go to a smaller Beis Din, La Sude Kame, to testify in front of them, he shouldn't go. Why? So based on what we said, we understand. Because the moment it's beneath his dignity to go to this Beis Din, it's Zila Bey Milsa to go to a Beis Din that's smaller than him, then there's no more Din on the Beis Din. If there's no Tovei in the Nitba, then Beis Din isn't chayiv to judge this case. And if it's beneath his dignity, then Nachamo, he doesn't have to come and testify. Beis Din has no chayiv to judge such a case. Because the only chayiv of Beis Din to judge is if it's within the dignity of the person testifying. I turn the sugar of Yemar, have a Yadalei Sadusel Marzutra, Asla Kamida Meymar, Usfinu of Yemar, new testimony about Marzutra, he comes in front of a Meymar, Usfinu Lukulu, Amale Ravashi, La Meymar, Vamar Ula, Machokis Balidina, Vavadim Divre Hakko Bamida. Amale Hayase, Vahayas, Esse, the Kabbat Torah Adif. That a Meymar, because of the essay of Kavanah Torah, had the Edim sit. Rav Ashi said, what are the Edim sitting for? It's a machlokas about the Balei Din, but the Edim have to stand. So he says, no, this is an essay, and this is an essay, and the essay of Kavanah Torah is adif. It's an essay to stand, and it's an essay of Kavanah Torah. And the essay of Kavanah Torah is greater. The Achronim ask, the Rosh Hashanah and others, essay Kavanah Torah, how can you say the essay of Kavanah Torah is doicha, the essay of Amdu Shnei Anashim, with the Gemara in Ksubis? Right, that if a man is Ma'anis and Isha, and he has to marry her, so, and she's usher to him, so we say, Yemar Lo Binam, Yisrael Asay Klav, there's no mitzvah to marry her if she says she doesn't want, so we tell her to say you don't want, and then they don't get married. So Rishonim explain that if she would say she doesn't want to get married, there's no assay. So even when she says she does want, without assay, there's many pshatim in the Gemara. I've had numerous shiurim on this, if I'm not mistaken. But it's a big, big, big sugya. But a lot of pshatim, and a lot of lumdis around each pshat. But according to the Sam Rishonim, pshat is that the moment the woman has the right to refuse to marry, that means that this assay is no longer doch velos assay. So you want to say that the essay of Elosi Elisha will be Docha Velosa say that they're usher to each other. But since she can refuse the marriage, the essay is not Docha Velosa say. Since it's Efshar Ali De Mechila, an essay is not Docha Velosa say. So here also, by the essay of Kavanah Torah, why don't we say that to be Moichel? What do you mean? There's an essay of Kavanah Torah, let them stand? Let them sit and be Docha the mitzvah of standing. No! Let them be Moichel on their Kavanah Torah, and then they'll stand. So it's not doicha. The Kavod HaTorah isn't doicha standing. Because let them be moichel on their Kavod HaTorah and then they'll still be mitzvah to stand. However, be'emes, you can't compare the two. That's a kasha de acharonim ask. But you can't compare the two. Because that we say that in an instance that if she says she's not interested, there's no essay, and therefore ain't there's no klal of essay doicha los essay, that was only mitzvah shenod l'chavero. The mitzvah of Losi Elisha is a mitzvah shenod l'chavero. And it's not roi that a mitzvah shenod l'chavero will be doicha a mitzvah ben adam l'makom. So be moichel on your ben adam l'chaveiro, and then there'll be a mitzvah ben adam l'makom. But the essay of kavanat Torah is a mitzvah ben adam l'makom. Kavanat Torah is chelik mi kavanat makom yisbarach. There's just a special din that a chacham shemachal akavod ikvod umachol. But it's still a mitzvah ben adam l'makom. And therefore it's right that the essay of kavanat Torah should be doicha the essay of amdu shnei anashim, because the essay of kavanat Torah is preferable. When do we say that if there's no essay teicha lo to say? If you could be mochel, if the essay is lechavero, and the losa says benan lamakom, so you can't have this benan lechavero being docha this benan lamakom. But if they're both benadam lamakoms, then it is docha. Now they're on an even level. So the essay of kavod atar is benan lamakom. So of course it's docha the mitzvah of amida. And Tosis and Shavuos, and Sanhedrin, Laman Amid Beis, Ibram Aschelas say, they ask, Dimken, I say the Kavod HaTorah Dechalesei Vamdu, Dimken, Kavod HaMelech Roishi Yitchalesei Zeh, Shrei Kavod Malchus Einar Nitan Lamechila Demel, Shemochal Kavodo, Ein Kavodo Mochul, Vilu Chacham Shemochal Kavodo Kavodo Mochul, Dimken, Amayik Moshim Men Shetach Liana Melech HaRaglov. One second, if it's true that the essay of Kavod HaTorah is Dechal the essay of Vamdu, so Kavod HaMelech should also be Dechal. Because Kavod HaMalchus can't be forgiven. Because Mel Shemochal HaKavodo is not Mochul. Chachum is Mochal HaKavodo is Kvodo Mochul. So certainly when we're dealing with a Melech, who can't be Mochul in his Kavod, so the Kavod of a Melech should be Doicha, the Asay of Amida. So why did Shimon ben Shetach make Yanai stand up to give Eidus? We've discussed this at length, also in other shir. Baruch Hashem, we have a lot of shir, and we discussed a lot of things, but there's a piece on this in the from Rav Man, Zeichat Tzadik Livracha. Long, long arichos, unbelievable. So Tosis answers, "Veishlomer the vade essay the kavod haTorah. The really essay of kavod haTorah is greater than the kavod of the king. So Talmud Chacham doesn't have to stand, but Yanei has to stand. So, Tosis explains the difference. Really, Kavod HaTorah is more chashuv than Kavod HaMelech. And Memela, a Talmud Chacham sits when he gives Eidus and a Melech stands. Aye, so how do you explain the fact if Kavod of Talmud Chacham is more chashuv, then why can he be Moichel and a Melech can't be Moichel? And the answer is because the Kavod of a Talmud Chacham the Torah belongs to him. So he has a right to be Mochel on his Torah. But when it comes to a Melech, it's Som Tassim Alach HaMelech. He has no right to be Mochel on Mitzvah HaMakom. So what Tosis means is based on what we explain. That Kavod HaTorah is be Yisrael the Mitzvah Shein Adam LaMakom. It's a Mitzvah Shein Adam LaMakom. And this Mitzvah, B'vadah, you can't be Mochel. You can't be Mochel. But a Chacham Be'atzmo, he could be Mafkiah himself and he could be Mochel on his Kavod. But be a seldo, it's a mitzvah shemin adam lamakom. So since the Torah is his, so he has the right to be mochel on this mitzvah ben adam lamakom. But it's a mitzvah shemin adam lamakom. Kibbut aveim, right? A lot of poskim say that it's a mitzvah shemin adam lamakom, even though it's to my parents, but it's they have a right to be mochel. Hashem gave them the right to be mochel on their kavod, on their personal kavod. But it's still ben adam lamakom. Just like kavod hamelech is ben adam lamakom. So therefore, the mitzvah of Kavod Talmud Chacham is Doicha the Essay of Amdu, because the mitzvah of Kavod HaTorah is Adif. It's greater than Kavod of Imelech. And why doesn't Hashem want us to be Moichel, and why doesn't Hashem allow a Melech to be Moichel on his Kavod? Because this is not something that you can be moichel on, because that's a bizui hamalucha. Soim tosim alecha melech shteim osso alecha shein kvodo mochul. So that's the tzivion hamalchus. That's the nature of malchus. That malchus isn't given to mechila. Ki covered balo mit the mitzvah samakum kachu. Ven yochol afkia mitzvah samakum. He can't be mafkia the mitzvah of Hashem. That the tzivyan of the malucha, that the nature of malchus, is that malchus can't be forgiven. But it's not called kavod hamakom. So when Tosfos says, ki kavod balo mishum de mitzvah hamakom kachu, it's not that it's the mitzvah of Hashem. It's the mitzvah. It's not that it's the kavod of Hashem. You have to have eima. That's what the mitzvah of Hashem is. That you have to have eima for the melech. And that isn't allowed to be. Hashem doesn't want the malucha to be misbazet. So therefore, he can't be mochel. That's not kavod hamakom. That's not like kavod haTorah. Kavod haTorah is kavod hamakom. Kavod haMelech is not kavod hamakom. So kavod haMalchus, which isn't kavod hamakom, it's a mitzvah of Hashem. Of course, it's a mitzvah, but it's not giving kavod to Hashem. And the reason you can't be mochel is because Hashem doesn't want the malucha, the malchus, to be forgiven. That's a different category. But it's still not as chamor as being mechaber to Talmud Chacham as being mechaber Hashem. And the fact that a Talmud Chacham could be mochel on his kavod, because he learned the Torah, so he said, okay, since you learned the Torah, you made a kinyan on the Torah, we'll let you give you the right to be mochel on your personal kavod. But ultimately, when you give kavod to the Talmud Chacham, it's kavod hamakom. Just the makom gave him the right to be mochel on his kavod haTorah. So the kavod hamalchus isn't better than the mitzvah of Amdu Shnei Anashim, but the kavod of a Talmud Chacham is greater than the mitzvah of Amdu Shnei Anashim. And therefore Shimon ben Shetach told Yanai, stand. And he didn't tell but a Talmud Chacham can sit. The Chasam Sofer in his Chedushim, the third parak of Shavuos, comments on the kasha of the Mishnah, and on Emili, how do we know the women are paturas mikarban shavua? Since we paskin ein makabla meidus balayla, so why does the mitzvah shizman grama? The mitzvah shizman grama. Women are patur mitzvah seidus, and therefore they're also patur for the mitzvah of karban shavua. Like we see in Bava Kama and in Vav with Tosfos. Hopefully, we'll get to that in a future shir. And then he's doichak to say that the Gemara could have answered that. The Gemara didn't. Based on what we said, we understand very well. It's not true. His whole nekudat hanacha is not true. Women are, we saw them in Cheschinuch. Women are chayav in mitzvah seidus. They're just psulos lahayid. But they're not mufkos me'etzem achiv, because of the chiv on the basin to be mevar, and therefore women have to take part in that and be made when they're able to be made. And that they're not makabal eidus balayla, that doesn't make it a mitzvah shizman grama. Because mitzvah shizman grama is that a specific time is goyrim the etzem achiv. Sukkos causes the chiyuv of arba minim. Without Sukkos, there'd be no arba minim. That's a mitzvah shizman grama. But edus, it's pashut. That it's a constant mitzvah. Just one of the details of the mitzvah is that the hadah is by day. You testify by day. But that doesn't make it into a mitzvah shizman grama. You can't say day causes the mitzvah. No. It just happens to be one of the pirtei din, and one of the details of this mitzvah is that it's not done at night. The mitzvah is not defined by day. The mitzvah shizman grama is that time defines the mitzvah here, to push it that it doesn't. And therefore women are chayiv. So there's a lot more to say, Rabbi Yisai, but mirtz Hashem, we should be zechah to lachzor v'lishnas perek zev, advarim hayu neflaim, and there's also what to argue, and mirtz Hashem, l'hagdil tov l'hadira, we will hopefully discuss this a lot more in the future, I hope. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.